our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we are awesome on
you
this.
You barely even let me get my name out. You're like, I'm all, we're awesome. You didn't even like me. You didn't even like me.
You know what I do like?
Mm.
Is these little...
Mm.
I tweeted about these yesterday. Mm-hmm. They're called Shopkins.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly has bought like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, so there's this this vlogger that I watch on YouTube called Graveyard Girl. Bunny, real name Rachel. And she did these Shopkins unboxing videos. We just open them up. These things are like $3 each. It's just a little basket, like a little mini shopping basket.
And it has groceries that have faces on it.
It's got two blind box, like household items with faces on them. So I've bought 6 of these so far, and I'm definitely probably going to buy more. But I bought 4. So I initially bought 2, and then I bought 4 more yesterday. And then Adam was really excited about them, so I let him open 2 of them.
I wanted to open 2, and I got all of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. I got all breakfast foods.
Mm-mm. You didn't. You got 3 breakfast foods and a shoe.
And a shoe, and I did not want the shoe.
But we traded the shoe for the Danish that I didn't want.
I definitely wanted the Danish.
I didn't want the Danish. I was not interested in the Danish. So tell us what you have now.
Okay, so including the Danish. The Danish is...
tell us their names, too.
Oh, I have to look them up.
So it comes with... There's certain rarities of them. There's different rarities. And it comes with a little, like...
There's a little paper. A reference guide.
Some of these are actually worth money. Like, we looked on eBay. The super rare ones are worth, like, $3,000.
Which is dumb. It's like Beanie Babies.
There's, like, 5 of them, so...
So this is Danny Danish.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I have.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Danish. My second one that I have is Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And its name is... Let me look it up.
Let's be clear. These are adorable. They're tiny. And they look like... They look like foods. They're super small. In this case, it just looks like a jar of coffee. Not like an American one, though.
It looks like coffee creamer, actually.
I don't know. I bet that's how coffee's packaged in other
it
countries.
Could be, but it looks like... It's like a... Yeah. It's coffee, and his name is Toffee Coffee.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These are Australian, you said?
Mm-hmm. Mooseworld.com.au.
.au, there you go.
They're made by Moose World.
By the Australians.
Shopkins. The slogan is, once you shop, you can't stop. And it's so true. The only disadvantageous part of this is you end up with a whole bunch of little shopping baskets. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with those, but...
Mm. Yeah, they don't fit into each other like shopping baskets ought to.
No, they don't really, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so you got those two.
I got Waffle Sue.
You got a waffle. You got Waffle Sue. Looks like a waffle with some...
With the face on it.
Like cream on top. I think it's whipped cream.
It could be whipped cream and strawberry.
Uh-huh.
And a strawberry. Mm-hmm. And then my last one is Coffee Drip.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name, Coffee Drip.
And he is a coffee machine.
He's a coffee pot.
Coffee maker. There are 8 different categories. We've gotten food things from like 3 of them. So there's fruit and veg, which I don't think we have any fruit and veg. There's homewares, which is appliances and stuff. We have a couple from that. There's bakery. We got a couple from bakery. Sweet treats. We have 1 sweet treat, I think. Pantry, which is like your beans and your coffee.
I want to get the one that's like a cleaning solution.
Cleaning and laundry. you wanted Leafy, the toilet paper.
The toilet paper named Leafy.
Uh-huh. Oh, I still have another one to open. We can unbox it on the podcast.
Oh, unboxing.
Okay, let's finish. There's some shoes, and then there's baby items. Then there's these 6 limited edition ones that are literally worth like $3,000 because nobody
has
them.
There's 1 of them.
Yeah, there's like 1. So... I have 6 so far in my little basket. I'm keeping them all in one basket right now because it just seems easier.
I think that you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket.
I don't have any eggs. There's no eggs.
Oh, so you're...
I mean, there might be eggs.
Kinda.
I don't know. Let me check the food. I don't see eggs anywhere. No, I don't think there's eggs.
They don't have eggs in Australia, that's why.
They don't have eggs in Australia. All right, anyway, I have a cute little one here. I got carrot cake. It's a very large piece of carrot cake. That is a healthy piece of carrot cake. I would totally eat that.
That seems like an unhealthy piece of carrot cake.
I have cheery churro. It's a churro with some, like, icing on it.
Oh, you got a churro?
Yeah, I got a churro, bro.
Lucky.
Bro. I have the shoe that you traded me. It is a green heel named Heels. I would actually wear these shoes if they were real shoes.
But it was so tiny that it doesn't fit.
Yeah, they're a little small. A little too big for, well, they're not hollow, but they're a little too big for Barbies still. I have a can of beans. Because who doesn't want a can of beans in adorable toy form? No, his name is Bart Beans.
Bart Beans, okay.
Bart Beans.
And in other countries, they have beans for breakfast.
They do have beans for breakfast, that's true.
Beans and toast.
That could have been a breakfast food. You could have taken that as a breakfast food.
But I don't have any toasts to go with my beans.
Yeah, that's true. I couldn't figure out what this was at first, because it's in like a weird packaging. I don't really know what it was. It says Fasta Pasta, like it's supposed to be pasta.
It's like a spaghetti.
But I don't know what vessel, it's standing directly straight up, so I don't know what kind of vessel it's supposed to be in. If it's like a bag or something? I don't know. One's confusing to me.
Doesn't make sense.
And then my last one, probably my favorite one here, I have Toasty Pop, who's a toaster with
Toasty
two slices
Pop.
Of toast sticking out of her head, which is pretty sweet.
That's a pretty good one.
All right. I'm eating a sucker right now.
Do you want to get the other box?
Yeah, I'm going to go get the other ones right now.
I can hold on your sucker.
Okay. You can hang on to my sucker. Don't eat too much of it.
I'm just going to lick it.
Sucker, in case any of you are thinking about starting a podcast, I highly recommend eating food on your podcast, eating suckers on your podcast, so that people can understand you and get real mad at your eating noises.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Cherry sucker.
All right. Got another Shopkins. We've been lucky enough to not duplicate anything so far, so I have a feeling we're going to get a dupe here eventually.
These are both going to be duplicates.
Bunny, the graveyard girl, her last video, she opened 10 of them, and all of them were duplicates. Every single one was a duplicate of one she'd already opened, because she'd opened 30 before that.
Damn.
So you're going to get duplicates at that point.
And then those, if there's any duplicates, we will send them to you if you send us...
Yeah, you can have the duplicates. I will even send it in one of these baskets. You just have to send us your address. Yep. My sister is exempt from this because she's too close and special. I'll just buy her one. I'll just get her a Shopkins.
You get her
just
one?
Get her
but
own.
What if she gets the $3,000
three whole dollars. One? Well, if she gets the $3,000 one, then we'll split it. She probably needs the money more than I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's got like medical bills and stuff.
Ugh,
I know, right? Medicine's dumb. Okay, so they come in.
What happens in America?
Each one comes with two little tiny, they're yellow plastic, which I actually don't love because you can see through them a little bit, and I don't want to be able to see through
they're
and
like,
see what I'm getting.
Yeah.
But okay, the first one feels, it's round. It's pretty round.
You need a scissor or
something?
I don't know.
No, I like just pulling it. It's actually really hard to open. Part of the problem is that my fingernails are too long, and I'm afraid that I'm going to break them if I open them directly, so... Who do we have? So this is season 2. There's multiple seasons of these. Season 3, the one that she was opening, the graveyard girl was opening, had a lot of hats in it. But, all right, who do we have? Not a duplicate? I believe this is garlic.
Garlic?
Yeah, but it's a
green.
It's a different, well, there's two different colors of most of them. No, this is an onion. This is boohoo onion. Oh my goodness, it's crying. Look at it. Look real close. It's crying.
Well, he's made of an onion.
Boohoo onion. It's a common. Most of the ones we've had is common. But yeah, it's green. There's also an orange one, but this is like a mint green with pink feet. All right, last one. Last one, and then we gotta go buy some more. There were only two left at Walmart after what we bought, and I was like, I should just buy those. And Adam like laughed it off, and then he wished later that I'd bought them.
Yep.
All right, last one we have here is, what are you, flour. I can see it's flour because the bag says flour on it. I'm guessing that's in pantry? Yep, Fifi Flower. Fifi Flower is a rare, which is only the second rarest thing. There's common, rare, ultra rare, and special edition. But I got Fifi Flower.
I think the ultra rare ones are like sparkly.
They are sparkly, yeah. All right, still no duplicates. But I'm actually pretty surprised by that.
Cool.
But anyway, these things are really cute.
That means we don't ever have to buy anymore.
Oh, I do, though. I don't know who you think I am.
Because if you buy more, you'll get a duplicate, and then you'll be mad.
And then I'll be able to give it to somebody. No, I'm not going to be mad. I don't even care. It's $2.88.
So sorry, everybody. You don't get any of these this time.
It's $2.88 at Walmart. Give me a sucker pack.
But we might have an unboxing on the next. We might do this.
We might just buy a bunch of these, stock them up, and do it as a regular
segment. Or if you want us to do unboxings, you can send them to us.
If you want to send us stuff, like, to open or talk about on the podcast, or maybe you come across a good news article you like, or something you want us to talk about, please tell us.
Let us
know. We can talk about anything. We are open.
If you need our address, you can send us a message on Facebook or
something. Yeah, we don't have, like, a fancy P.O. box or anything.
Yeah, it's just our house, but, or our apartment. Just let us know if you have something you want to send to us, and we will talk about it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah, that was our unboxing for today.
That was, Shopkins.
Shopkins.
Oh man, they're so cute.
It's real dark in here.
It is dark in here.
Turn on the light.
No, don't turn on the light. Open up the window thing. It's like super bright outside.
I'm gonna turn on the outside light.
So one thing that's been happening in the that was probably loud. Sorry if that was loud. One thing that's been happening on the good old Grand Forks, North Dakota for the last week is that there's been wildfires up in Saskatchewan, and the smoke from the wildfires happens to be funneling directly over where we are in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, just kind of the general area around here. It's affecting larger portions of the United States than just here, but it's strongest here, to the point where we've actually had advisories to not go outside because it's so smoky and hazy.
Outside's boring anyway.
Outside is kind of boring. I don't know. It's strange because I've never really experienced anything like smog or bad air or anything like that before, because I've always just lived in the Midwest where we don't have anything at all. So it's been strange to have warnings about like air quality.
I feel bad for those Saskatooners.
Yeah, there's got to be really bad wildfires if they're coming down here, if all that smoke is blowing down here. Luckily, it rained the last couple of days, and I think that helped, because my mom texted me today and was like, it's so hazy and foggy and smoky smelling down here. I'm sure it's even worse up there. I look outside, I'm like, actually, for the first time in like a week, it's not.
I wonder, are there fires out? Or maybe this, the wind is going a different way.
I think the storm front that came through push the clouds or the smoke away from us a little bit and down farther.
Okay.
So
that would make sense.
Yeah.
So let's do snack time.
Oh, we're doing snack time already.
Yeah.
Just getting in bright.
We have a selection of sodas. We should do one this week and one next week.
No, we should do both today.
You want to do both? Okay.
Oh, you're never going to keep it that long anyway. So but I have to finish my sucker.
Well, whose fault is that? Snack time. Holly's eating a sucker.
Me,
it's a Tootsie Pop.
It's a Tootsie Pop. I was almost in the middle anyway.
All right, so the first one, do you want to do the purple or yellow?
I had something else to say. Oh, yeah. We went to Walmart. We never go to Walmart.
So we have an interesting story about a family that we saw there.
Mm-hmm. So, for me, if you will.
Okay, well, let's. Our first experience with this family was we heard a shrieking 2 miles away.
Just like a child, it's the worst for like 15 minutes.
And Holly's comment was, this is exactly what I expect from Walmart.
Yeah. And then, as we were moving, that they were moving the same direction as we were moving a little bit faster for a while. As we were moving that way, I saw a young girl in Walmart wearing her two-piece swimsuit, she must have been like 8, and flip-flops, and that was it. Mm-hmm. Her very small two-piece swimsuit and flip-flops was like, oh, that's exactly what I expected from that family. That was exactly it.
And you know my favorite thing about
my
favorite thing about 8-year-old girls is when they stick out their bellies real far.
Yeah, they do. I don't think they do it on purpose though. I don't know how that is. I've noticed that about children. They always have like sticky outy bellies. What is that?
I don't know. Maybe she's just malnourished like in Africa.
No, she's probably malnourished as well, evidenced by a later interaction with this family. But picture for me, if you will, the kind of family that you would expect to see in Walmart. And let me paint you a painting in your mind, a mental picture. So we walk past the family later. Now, if we didn't know for sure that it was the family, we figured it out quite quickly by the boy who had ceased screaming but started again as we walked past them. And there were three children. Three or four, a plethora of kids around.
You got a better look than I did.
I did. I believe it was three children. They had, between the two of them, so it was the two parents, the three kids. They had two carts between them, so they had one child in each cart. And than the girl who we've already mentioned was wearing her swimsuit. Mind you, it wasn't that hot yesterday. Like, it was 80, it was kind of muggy, but it wasn't like, I can't wear anything more than a swimsuit hot, especially not in air-conditioned Walmart. So, we walk past them, and the parents, honestly, I might not have pinned them for this. Mother was a bit overweight, probably in their early 30s, late 20s. All the kids were under 10. One kid in each shopping cart, and then we noticed the really standout feature of them, both boys in the shopping carts, both rat tail haircuts.
Yeah, and rat tails. Like, those were awesome in 1987.
They were never awesome, but they were more accepted in 1987.
My brother had a rat tail.
And I was thinking to myself, who the fuck cuts a rat tail into their children's hair ever?
My brother had a rat tail when he was a kid.
Yeah. Well,
and it was awesome.
Never acceptable. Never okay. But it happened more often. Never okay. I don't know. It was exactly what I expected at Walmart. So later on,
I went to go get some fancy cheese.
You went to look for fancy cheese that we should have known that Walmart wouldn't have.
Right.
Pecorino Romano. If you're interested, it's Romano cheese made with goat milk,
and not available at Walmart.
So good. Well, not our Walmart. Maybe some Walmart. There's like fancier Walmart.
And you were getting vegetables.
I was getting broccoli.
Broccoli, carrots.
I was picking up the broccoli, trying to figure it out because half the broccoli was just super limp. So instead of getting one big head of broccoli, I had to get a bunch of little ones. But I see the family walk by again. The family. And they walk by me. And one of the young boys reaches out for a vegetable. Like, he thinks he might want it. He's walking at this point. They've let him out of the cart. It was not the crying one. It was the other one. A little bit older. Also, way too old to be sitting in a cart. He was, like, probably 7. So, shouldn't be sitting in a cart at that point. But he reaches out for a vegetable, indicates to his parents that he would like to purchase this vegetable and consume it. And I believe he said that by, I want this! And his mom goes, no, you don't like that. You don't like anything over here. That's a direct quote, by the way. That was not paraphrased.
You don't like anything over here.
Yeah, and she gestured towards the vegetables. All of the vegetables. And I was like, what do they eat? Mm. And then we saw strawberry-filled Twinkies, and I was like, oh, that's what they eat.
Yeah, with Minions on it.
Yeah, what's the other thing we noticed at Walmart? Every third thing has Minions on it.
Ugh, they're the worst.
Well, the movie comes out next week, so hopefully... End of this week, so hopefully it goes away. They are pretty bad.
They have cereal.
I'm sure they do. Yeah, they have some cereal that anybody wants to eat.
Everything at Walmart has Minions on it.
Oh, I was watching my YouTube last night, and I follow How to Cook That, which is an Australian lady who makes desserts. Mm-hmm. She made fucking Minions. Well, she made a banoffee pie, but it was with Minions. Like, she was in LA.
What sort of a pie?
Banoffee. It's like banana caramel pie. It's like a caramel pie and you put bananas on it.
So I understand why Twinkies are Minions, because they look like Minions.
Right. That makes sense. Okay. I'm fine with that. None of the rest of it.
Okay.
But anyway, they had actors in Minion suits that were like messing around the whole time while she was baking, and it was super obnoxious. And I was like, I'm so ready for this to be over. And I really hope that movie tanks.
I don't think it will. Kids are going to watch it.
I don't know why. The Minions were the worst part of Despicable Me.
So anyway, we have snacks.
Oh yeah, we have snacks. Now that we've wasted another 6 minutes talking about Walmart.
So our snacks are both beverages.
We don't go to Walmart, by the way. The only reason we went to Walmart is because I knew they had Shopkins.
Yeah, we went there for the Shopkins.
We really did.
So our snack is two varieties of Mexican soda.
Mexican soda. Well, one's soda, one is something else.
It's carbonated. The name of this is Sangria Senorial.
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 Well, Senorial.
And it's sparkling non-alcoholic sangria, natural and artificial flavor, which means it's soda.
Yep, so it's sparkling sangria without alcohol.
That's the purple one.
Which I think is just grape soda.
So we will try this
first. We're going to try that one first.
Let me open it up.
That was my choice, because I'd already had the thing that you bought.
I bought the other one, which we'll taste later. I'm going to taste it first.
Okay, smell it. What does it smell like?
It smells gross.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be pretty gross. You're making a face like it's not any good. All right, let me give it a shot. And I'll talk about it.
It
smells like vinegar.
It smells like grapes and vinegar.
It does smell like a lot like vinegar.
Just drink it. Don't spit it out.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
It tastes like grapes and vinegar.
Yeah. But in a good way.
Ingredients. Carbonated water, sugar, natural and artificial flavors, caramel color. Okay, yeah, it's just soda. It's just the ingredients of soda.
It's soda with a little bit of vinegar in it.
It's not like your regular grape soda though, like grape flavored soda. It's more like carbonated grape juice.
It tastes like wine without alcohol in it.
That's all I ever wanted. Yeah. This is what I need then.
Yeah.
I think wine without alcohol in it is just grape juice.
Yeah, well that's not fermented. This has like the vinegar flavor is like
that's
a little
true.
Bit fermented.
It's a little bit fermenty. Yeah, it's actually good. I'm gonna keep drinking this.
Okay. I'll open up the other one.
Okay.
The other one is called Sidral Mundit.
Sidral Mundit.
Mundit.
That's not even a Spanish word.
Whatever.
And you gonna tell us what it is?
It's naturally flavored apple soda.
It is apple soda. Contains 1% apple juice.
It smells like apple juice?
Smells like apple juice, yeah. Apple soda is real good.
Oh, that is real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like apple juice, carbonated apple juice.
There was one Christmas where I used to spend all my Christmas at my friend Andy's house, and we bought apple soda just on a whim, and I drank like all of it because it was so good.
That's really good. It's I think Mexico has good sodas.
They do.
Good
they know
job,
how to
Mexico.
Do soda. I'm trying not to drink soda anymore. I haven't really been. I'm willing to make an exception every once in a while for something like this. I'm trying not, my vice soda is like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
So I'm trying just not to.
Remember when you drank Dr. Pepper and you're like, this is so much sugar.
I did.
And then you kept drinking it.
We bought one can of Dr. Pepper and it was super sugary. And then I had the next day at work, they gave us free food and they gave us soda and I had a Coke and it was so much more sugary than the Dr. Pepper. Like,
yeah.
It took me, like, 3 hours to get through that one can of Coke, because I just sip a little bit of it, and I'm like, this is insane. I used a straw, too.
So, we got another thing, too. The powder. What is that called?
Yeah, we got some, the stuff. Rice milk stuff.
Rice and cinnamon.
What's it called? Horchata. Yeah.
We tried that last night, and boy, oh boy. That is so much sugar.
It's drinking straight sugar. Yeah. Well, and we looked at the ingredients, and it was like...
One serving is 11 grams.
It's 11 grams.
And it includes 11 grams of sugar.
11 grams of sugar, and then some cinnamon.
Yeah, I think it's just sugar with a little bit of cinnamon.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes fine.
It tastes fine. It's
just
too sugary.
Like, I can't imagine drinking more than 2 tablespoons of that at a time. I wonder if I could use it as some sort of ingredient in baking.
Ooh,
maybe
like
for like
a cake or something with that as a flavor.
Well, I'm thinking not so much a cake with that as a flavor. Maybe you
or
could
like
do
a,
that.
Like in a whipped cream.
But I was thinking, yeah, more like a whipped cream or like a glaze, like a horchata glaze, even over like a chocolate cake would probably be really good.
Yeah, I think that would be really good.
Yeah.
But I don't think it works as intended.
No, rather than thickening it with powdered sugar, you could probably thicken it with horchata.
Oh yeah, because it's just sugar with
it's
a little
just
bit
sugar.
Of with a little bit.
You
of
might.
In it.
Well, the problem is I don't know that it would have the right consistency, so I probably
no,
have
just,
to
it's
add
just like,
more
it's
sugar.
Like, it's like real fine sugar.
Yeah, it is.
It's like baking sugar.
Yeah.
So make a cake with that, maybe.
I could maybe make a cake with that. I don't know. Do an experiment.
We'll try it
I got
out
2 days work. Off. We do this on my last day of work for the week.
So
I got
you're in
two
a good mood
days.
At night.
I am in a good mood. I had a decent day of work today.
Right
it actually
on.
Went, the morning kind of drug on and I had like an assessment in pre-interview thing that didn't go too well, but, the rest of the day was fine.
Yeah,
it was Billy's first day back at work today,
yeah,
and he made it through the whole day. I noticed he didn't get fired at any point in the
well,
day,
that's
so
good.
That's good.
That's good.
That's
yeah,
good.
I had my fair share of dumb fucks, but that's just,
yeah,
you know,
that's
every day.
That's the business we work in. That
yep.
business that we work in.
Mm-hmm. That shall forever remain nameless.
I mean, until we don't work for him anymore, then I don't care.
yeah, there's like, so it was George Carlin said this thing that's one of my favorite quotes.
Uh-huh.
He says, imagine how dumb the average person is.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them are dumber than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, imagine the most normal, like, normal average person you can think of, and half of humanity is dumber than that person.
Yeah.
And that's a feat. Imagine the most entitled person that you can think of. We speak to at least 20 people a day who are more entitled than that. It's pretty great, you guys. Pretty great.
Anyway, so enough about work.
Enough about work.
I have decided that I want to leave something in this world when I'm dead.
You've re-decided that.
But
you decide this every few months.
Right, but I'm getting closer now.
That's true, you are.
I I'm trying to learn JavaScript through a few different methods. Mm-hmm. My first one being YouTube videos.
Yeah, he's kind of blunt forcing it right now.
Yeah, but I'm also looking at, I'm trying to make an incremental game. I know I've probably talked about this in the podcast before, but
I don't think you have since we restarted it.
Right,
so.
But what I'm doing is I'm looking at different incremental games that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the code that they wrote, trying to figure out what it means.
Right.
And then there's certain little bits and pieces in there that I need. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, this timer is something that I need. So, you know, figure out how they made that timer, put it in here.
Yeah, you know, to make sure you like don't...
Well, I'm not going to take chunks of
just
code.
Just copy their code, no, yeah, because no. That's immoral.
I mean, I'm going to learn from it. Like, take little bits and pieces from all kinds of different things and then figure out what I know what I want to do, but I think that certain places have what I need in their code.
Right, but you can't just ape it from them. You have to learn how to do it yourself.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
I know what you're saying. You just want to see a demonstration of it. Right. I just wanted you to make sure that you're not copying it, because that's, like, a big no-no.
Right, yeah, I'm not going to copy it.
Cool.
But there's... I mean, it's my code is going to be very simple, because what I need to do is very simple.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
I bet it's way more complicated.
Well, there's going to be a lot of typing in it, like, because one thing I want to have is... I'm not sure if anybody knows JavaScript, but I want to have... The most simple action you do is you dig a hole. You dig and search for something. Mm-hmm. So I have to figure out a way to make the code spit out a random item out of a list of items that I will choose with different percentages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basic thing I want to do first.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get that, then I'm set. So you click a button.
How are you going to do the user input?
You click a button.
A dig hole button?
I want to have a button and a little checkbox next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you click the button, and then it will do a countdown timer of 30 seconds, because mm-hmm. you're digging with your hands. And then after 30 seconds, it will produce an item and then redo it if the little checkbox is checked.
Mm-hmm.
If you check the checkbox, it'll automatically redo that same thing over and over again until you tell it not to.
So are you going to have... multiple checkboxes, or the ability to only check one.
You can
checkbox.
Only check one, so it'll be the circle.
Okay.
You know, instead of the box.
Well,
the
right, but you can set the circle to click as many as you want to. It's how
well,
you program it.
Right, but I'm gonna have it be the because the
you
circle
know, a radio
means you
button
can
rather
do one
than
at a time.
Checkbox.
Yeah, that. So
it's called a radio button.
A radio button.
Yeah.
There you go.
Always been called.
I'm learning. I just never knew that it was a circle.
I don't know if that's what it's called in programming, but they're called radio.
Right,
buttons.
But so I'm gonna make that button. It'd be like, do this. Like hitting that little circle means that it does this thing until you tell it to not.
Hmm.
And each one of those options will produce an item every set amount of time. And then that's the first step in my program that I'm making to be available. After that, there's going to be different menus where you can craft items, and then they reduce the amount of time you need. You can mix items together to create new things to do.
I think
like
you
that.
Should lay out what you want to do first before you figure out how to program it.
Right, I have that all written down already.
Do you?
Yeah, I have.
Do you have it mapped out, or just kind of a list of stuff?
I have a list. Well, I have a little notebook that has each of the things I want and what they create. So like, say that you start with your bare hands. The first thing you could make is like a wooden shovel,
mm-hmm.
right? Wooden shovel gives you slightly different things that it'll dig up, and also reduces the time. So
didn't you at one point find a game that was pretty much the game you wanted to make?
No.
Oh, okay.
There was one that was.
There was one that I thought it was close, but they'd like stopped developing it or something.
Yeah, and it wasn't as cool as what I wanted to do.
Right.
But that one was so much more fast paced too. Like right. You just hold the button down and you just mine a million things.
You might want to start by making some smaller projects first, rather
well,
than
well,
just doing.
The thing that I love about this is that the project is only as big as I make it. Because
right.
the first thing I want to do is it's complete in itself.
Right.
But then each other level is something I would add to it.
Right.
So. It starts off really basic, but it just you could build off of the basic, which is because once I get that basic thing down, it's, then I just have to build.
I can imagine that at a certain point you're gonna have to learn how to optimize your code too.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
but that's down the road. I need to get the basic.
You should
basic thing
spend some time on Stack Overflow.
Okay.
It's a forum where they talk about a lot of stuff, but also programming. There's a lot of resources.
If any listeners know anything about programming. That's what I'm trying to do. Help me out.
Specifically JavaScript.
JavaScript.
It's not really going to help if they know XML. They're
yeah.
trying to help
yeah.
you.
Well, I do have to know basic HTML too, which
sure.
I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, basic HTML isn't that hard.
No, that's...
It's really actually...
That's what I learned that when I was in college.
Yeah, I learned it...
1997.
I learned some in high school. I don't remember it very much, but it's super easy to pick back up again. Like, it's really easy.
IMGSRC
equals AHREF equals. Yeah, not too hard.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm kind of excited about that. It's one of those things that I forgot about for a while. I was like, ah, it's too much, but I really want to do it.
Good. I'm glad. You know, one thing that you should probably do, though, before you do that is learn to touch type. That would help you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because writing code is a lot of typing, and right now I know you're kind of there, but you're not all the way there. You still have to look at the keyboard, so I think learning it to touch type would really, really help you get that sped up faster. There's
especially all these other little things that
should download Mavis Beacon.
Mavis Beacon?
Mavis Beacon teaches typing.
Okay. It's a game to teach me how to type.
It is. It's a bunch of games, and then it's like a program that
and
does
you're supposed
it.
To put like a blind over your keyboard, right?
Well, you're just supposed to not look at it.
Right,
like,
but you know.
Yeah.
But I'm so
it's
used
funny,
to looking
in,
at it.
In high school, we had a typing class and you had to take a test.
Mm-hmm.
And I somehow managed to type fast enough that when I was looking down at the keyboard, I just glance my eyes down at the keyboard but not move my head. Because the person who was testing you, like the teacher, would sit right next to you and they'd have something on the screen that you then had to type. But you had to show that you could type it without looking. So I managed to type fast enough and not move my head enough that they couldn't tell I was looking at the keyboard.
So you cheated.
So I cheated, but then I got a weird OCD obsession that made me actually good at typing. Someone complimented my typing at work today. They said, wow, you type really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Just some rando person.
You do type really
fast. Yeah, it was not one of my coworkers. Super weird.
Yeah.
I do type really fast. Well, not only do I type really fast, but you can hear it because my fingernails are so long, so you can hear it.
I've always been able to hear you type. You're like click, 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 clickety, clack, clickety.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
I prefer loud keyboards. That's probably why.
Mm-hmm.
We have a top three this week?
I don't know. Oh, I had a suggestion.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was top three bands that you should hate, or that everybody hates but you love.
Oh, I got that easy.
Top three bad bands.
Sure,
like
sure. No problem. I got that on lock.
That was a suggestion from
someone. I can
someone.
Do that
I think
for
it was
sure.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if I like them anymore. I don't listen to them that much anymore. Okay, does Cher count? Because I think Cher's great.
I'm not here to judge. I'm just
You
here,
know what? I'm not going to count Cher because she actually makes great music. Mine are all going to be post-grunge bands that I really liked when I was in high school. Probably mostly post-grunge. Let's go with the first one, My Chemical Romance. Love My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
Shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
Very gothy. Very, very whiny. Way into it. Yeah.
Well, I don't have any, because all the bands I listen to are awesome.
Yeah, okay, but let's be realistic, because you like Owl City, so...
Well, I like Owl City.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know you do.
Is that bad? Is that... How about you pick my three?
No,
for
I'm
me.
Not picking your three.
Because
you can't pick my three, so...
Right, but I don't know.
Yes,
you do. All the music I like is...
No, you're wrong. Look through... You know what? Open up your iTunes right now. You're on your computer. Open up your iTunes. I guarantee you can find music... Then everybody else would be like, are you serious?
What, like Lord?
No, I think Lord is, in popular opinion, actually pretty good.
Okay, well that's good. I like Lord a lot. More than anybody ought to.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You really do.
Yeah. She has that one album, but I'm just like, yeah, this is awesome.
I think maybe Ween would count.
No. Ween's awesome.
No, their music is not good. Most of it is not
good. You just don't
understand
it.
No, it's not good. It's not that I don't understand. I understand that it's not good.
So, I mean, some people would agree with you, but I don't.
All right. Go to artists.
All right. If this would stop being a dumb bastard.
Actually, go to your, like, five or better, or four or better playlist. Just give it a minute.
Take forever. What are you doing, computer? Why are you being a jerk?
All right. You got it? I was going to say 3 Days Grace, but then I remember there's a whole bunch of music of theirs I don't like. So I didn't say 3 Days Grace.
Right.
So I guess honorable mention of 3 Days Grace.
So yeah, you can go through all yours.
All right, number two is Evanescence. You really hate Evanescence? But again, I was in high school. Seems like a lot of music that you like in high school is generally not very good, and also leaves a lasting impression. So I really like Evanescence more than I ever should.
What did I like in high school? I liked They Might Be Giants, and I liked Ween. I liked Primus.
Yeah. Is your iTunes still broken?
Yeah, I told you it was
iTunes.
Dumb.
Dude, just control delete or task managered it. No, dude, you have no idea what you're doing. Right click the taskbar. How am I explaining this to you? No, just the taskbar. How old are you right now?
What? Like my I'm mom. 1,000. It says it's running.
Click iTunes. End task.
Anyway, let's do tech support.
That's what we're doing.
All right, come on, iTunes. Work.
Just don't click on it for a minute.
That's what I did before.
Now you clicked on it and it went, no, I can't. Do you want my number one?
Sure.
Seether. Yeah. I really like Seether a lot. Objectively, not very good music.
I don't even know what they do.
It's, you probably wouldn't know. No. I think I got into Seether because of Evanescence, because their lead singer's dated for a while. This is all very high school. I can list off some of the other bad bands that I like. Panic at the Disco, way into Panic at the Disco. Although their second album is really good. It's, they got kind of Beatles-y in the second album. It's like a 180 from their first album, which was, I don't know what you call that. Kind of emo, I guess, maybe. Okay.
How about Wesley Willis?
What the hell is Wesley Willis? Oh, don't you have that, like, Lawnmower Death, something
lawnmower
like that?
Lawnmower Death is awesome.
It's terrible. It's really bad.
Yeah, it is really bad.
I think you've got some music along that line that's pretty bad.
Lawnmower Death is awesome, though.
I think iTunes just hates you.
Yeah. I think there's, like, an update or something that it's doing.
No, update.
So I think it's just telling me that all my music is great.
That's probably what it is. You could just look in your iTunes folder on your computer, in your program, in your documents or whatever, in your profile.
Let's see. Desktop.
Nope.
Music.
Sure. You gotta double. You don't even know how to double click. What is happening?
Okay. No. Perfect Circle's good.
Perfect Circle's good.
What do I really like? Arctic Monkeys. I really like.
No, I think people like Arctic Monkeys.
Ben Folds.
Billy Piper into Billy Piper. No, it's bad, right? It's super bad.
That was just one that was on there. Bloodhound Gang.
I think Bloodhound Gang might count.
Yeah. Cake. I like Cake.
No, Cake's great. No, who's like saying that Cake is bad, though?
It's
not like a top
I'm
bad
trying to
band.
Find one that's bad. Clutch. I like Clutch
no,
a
Clutch
lot.
Clutch is good. Man, you only like good music.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't like Lamar.
Crash Test Dummies.
Okay, Crash Test Dummies I'll go with. Crash Test Dummies is not good.
I love Crash Test Dummies. let's see.
Don't forget to tweet, comment, or email us your favorite bad bands. The ones that you don't want to admit to, but you probably... Oh, Disturbed.
I have one Disturbed song.
No, I'm into Disturbed. I'm fine with Disturbed.
Elliot Smith?
No, I don't think so. Alexa, who's the best bad band?
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
Oh, yeah. Shouldn't know. Shouldn't know, guys.
About that.
Should know what I meant.
I got some music here. I'm trying to find one that I really like.
I mean,
like
there's a band called Garbage.
Garbage, yeah, that's not very good.
No, but their joke is that it's called Garbage. Because it's garbage. You get it?
You get it.
You get that joke?
You get it, it's so good.
Don't understand that joke. One thing I've noticed about these Mexican sodas is they seem to be more highly carbonated than American sodas.
Kind
yeah,
burpy.
I burped like four
Kesha.
Times already. Okay, yep. I'm fine with Kesha. Kesha's terrible.
Kesha's terrible.
Kesha's horrific.
And I love Kesha. I'm sorry, everyone.
I don't know how. I hate it so much.
And Lily Allen, I really enjoy.
No, Lily Allen's good.
Okay.
Kesha's just...
We're getting there. Lord, we've already been to...
We're only in the M's. We're only halfway through the alphabet.
Marilyn Manson.
I think we can stop after Kesha. I think that really crowned it for you.
Is that the winner?
That's no, you're not going to probably find worse.
I like one Miley Cyrus song a whole bunch.
Oh, you do? You like that Party in the USA, which is a terrible song.
Heads up
do you know the one about her
song.
Best friend? thinking that she's just being Miley. Do you know that song?
No. I don't know what that is.
I think it's called I Can't Wait to See You Again. Mm. It was cool when I was in high school, like the end of my high school years, maybe early college, I don't remember.
How about the Presidents of the United States of America? POTUSA?
POTUSA. Nah, they're good. Is that called Porno for Pyros?
Yeah, Porno
what
for Pyros.
What does that mean?
You don't know Porno for Pyros?
No.
It's,
please don't play it.
Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction.
Why are you going to play this for me?
I'm not. I'm.
Thank you.
You didn't want to hear it.
So. I don't want to hear it at all.
Pussifer?
Pussifer's great.
Yeah. Radiohead. Rasputina.
Mm-hmm. I think we found it for you, though.
Rilo Kiley.
I think we can stop.
Rusted Root.
I don't know what that is.
I like one song by Rusted Root. Yeah, that song. I would like to meet you at my hand.
Oh, that song. Also known as the Matilda Breakfast Song. Because that's the song she plays while she makes herself pancakes.
Pick me up there.
Man, I should watch Matilda again. Are you done?
I'm doing a background music.
No, it's very loud. I think it's louder than me. No, but I follow Mara Wilson on Twitter, and I should watch Matilda again. I really like Matilda a lot.
Okay. Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Did you ever watch Matilda?
No.
You never seen Matilda? What's wrong with you? It's so good. It's a little girl. She's self-sufficient.
I heard that song is the Ice Age song.
Is it?
That's when someone else told me.
No, it's the Matilda Breakfast song. I'm sorry. Anyone who says the Ice Age song isn't educated.
Oh, this is the one. The Rubber Bandits.
Mm. Are they widely regarded as bad?
Have you even heard their music?
I've heard it. You play it all the time.
That's like my favorite.
It used to be like your wake-up
My one
music.
Favorite song is by the Rubber Bandits.
It's not good, though. I don't know that it's bad enough to call it a bad band, though.
Yeah, there's just that one song.
Just that one.
Tori Amos. Tool. Wall of Voodoo.
There's so many people I never heard of. Oh, he's terrible.
Wilco. I like Wilco a lot.
Yeah, you got like William Shatner. You got one of William Shatner songs?
Yeah.
Songs is a loose term to use for those, but got one of them William Shatners.
This is in my top. The Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Folds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of Clutch in there. Mm-hmm. Death Cab for Cutie. Mm-hmm. Flight of the Conchords.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't have any bad musicians that I like except for Kesha.
Yeah, Kesha really tops it for you.
Yeah, that's the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think you can get worse than Kesha.
Yeah.
Well, we're over 40 minutes now, and we're rambling at this point just listing off your bands that you have on your iTunes.
I'm just trying to figure out if people think that they're bad or
what
not.
What a good podcast. What a good podcast, everybody.
Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse is good.
Okay, bye. Hold on,
No.
Okay, bye.
Oh, you did it. Oh, you didn't do the thing.
What thing? What thing am I doing?
You did it wrong. You had to be ready. You weren't ready.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Okay.
So you gotta be in the middle of a sentence and I'll interrupt you.
What? No, that never happens.
Okay, bye. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the pod.